Earlier today, officials gathered to remember the dead. And Tegan Wendland reports for us next that they held a prayer service and wreath-laying ceremony this morning. This year's memorial feels especially poignant to many because parishes across southern Louisiana are still reeling from devastating floods.
Mayor Mitch Landrieu and city council members were flanked by brass musicians and drummers in a somber procession. They placed colorful floral wreaths at the base of the mausoleums at the Hurricane Katrina Memorial. It's in the historic Charity Hospital Cemetery in Mid-City and opened in 2008 when 98 unidentified bodies were finally laid to rest. Officials honored them and the nearly 2,000 others who died because of that storm. City Coroner Jeffrey Rouse described the shared memories of that day.
If you were here, do you remember the ungodly howl of that wind? The pit in your stomach when you saw that water rising on your street? The chill when you heard the levees were breached?
Families across Louisiana have felt the dread of rising water in recent weeks. At least 100,000 homes were flooded and thousands have been displaced. Councilman Jared Brousset called on New Orleanians to stand in solidarity and continue to volunteer and support recovery efforts in those flooded communities.
We recommit to ourselves that we will continue to be each other's keeper and work with each other. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Mayor Landrieu echoed Brousset's call to action. He recognized the volunteers who died in a car accident over the weekend on their way to help those in Baton Rouge.
Natural disaster, a man-made disaster, takes a life, and then many people do what is necessary, which is to step up to the plate and to give life by doing whatever you can to make sure that people have what it is that they need. That is what we require of each other in good times and in bad.
Landrieu stood in the center of the memorial, which is in the shape of the eye of the storm, and has giant plaques describing the disaster that followed. Funeral director Sandra Rhodes Duncan helped create the memorial. She lost her entire home during the storm and says she feels for the people of Baton Rouge and what they've lost.
It's so personal. When I went home, it was like it wiped my whole life out. You know, I had to go back and regroup and say, well, I'm still here. My family's still here.
The tone also included a reminder that Louisiana is by no means alone in its vulnerability. Councilwoman Susan Guidry said that after Katrina, some in Congress didn't see the point in rebuilding New Orleans. But she said that since the storm, many cities have been devastated by extreme weather events.
They've learned that a hurricane can do a 1-2 punch to two northern states. In the Midwest, in a sleepy little city with a river that's always run through it and been a pleasure for it, they've learned that that river can swamp their city and that they can need the same kind of help we needed, even though they don't live in a bowl and they don't live near an ocean.
But for Duncan, it's more personal. She spoke directly to those displaced in Baton Rouge.
Don't give up. The whole earth might break up tomorrow, who knows? But you can't give up. Nobody wanted us to come back to New Orleans, but you just don't give up. Home is home is home.
And whether that home is New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, or anywhere in between, she understands what it means to fight for it. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.